The UN Human Rights Office has issued today a report which reveals the endemic impunity that is occurring in Darfur over serious human rights violations and abuses that occurred last year in 2014.
Given the access restrictions imposed on the UN in Darfur, what is the High Commissioner calling for at this point?
We've been impeded by quite a few difficulties in collecting and documenting cases. These include difficulties in getting access. In some cases, we've been denied access by government authorities. In other cases, we've been denied access by opposition armed groups. In spite of these challenges, we have managed to document 411 cases of alleged violations and abuses of the right to physical integrity. These include killings and sexual violence. 127 of these cases involve the use of sexual violence. And these cases are illustrative of a much broader pattern of violence. Given our access restrictions, given the fears that a lot of people have where they're not willing to come forward and report cases, you know, where their rights have been violated because they don't trust the authorities, we suspect that this is quite an underestimate.
Who were the perpetrators of these crimes?
Perpetrators come from all sides. The perpetrators of these crimes include Sudanese police and security forces, as well as armed opposition groups and other armed groups.
Now, in February, the Sudanese army was accused of raping more than 200 girls and women in a northern town of the country, Tapit. But this sexual violence is still ongoing. What can be done to stop this pattern?
The case in Tapit illustrates in a very serious way the difficulties that we have. UNAMID on the ground tried to reach those areas where these allegations were made immediately afterwards, but we were denied access. We were finally granted access several days later, but the Sudanese armed forces were present, and this was really not the kind of environment where we could conduct interviews with people because obviously they would be reluctant to speak freely. After this, further requests for access were denied. But, you know, we've been documenting many different violations in different parts of Darfur.
You just mentioned the reluctance of victims to come forward. What can be done to restore trust so that they actually start to speak out?
The best way to restore trust in the authorities is for the authorities to take seriously any allegations of human rights violations. An independent, prompt, thorough investigation has to take place into allegations of serious human rights violations. And this has to be done in a transparent manner. All the action, the prosecutions, the trials, they have to be done in a very transparent manner so that justice is done and it is seen to be done. Right now, there's a very kind of casual approach by the authorities in many cases to these kinds of violations and to these kinds of reports, which clearly, I mean, in the best case scenario, there's a lack of trust. In the worst case scenario, people actually fear reprisals if they go forward with their complaints.